Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. If you are following along in your Bible, please find your place in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 13. I will read from there in a moment. I want to remind you that last time we read about God stating to Moses, at the burning bush, God's intention that Moses go to Pharaoh and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. Moses, caught off guard, gives this objection. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring Israel out of Egypt? In other words, Lord, you've got the wrong guy. I am not qualified to do this. That's Exodus 3, verse 11. Whereas Moses once thought of himself as immensely qualified to lead Israel out of Egypt, Exodus chapter 2, here in chapter 3 he thinks of himself as immensely unqualified to do so. But it is when he thinks himself least qualified that God has him right where he wants him. It is not Moses' qualifications that God is after. What God wants is a humble man who will look upward to God, not inward to himself. God wants Moses to be God-dependent, not independent, to draw his ability, his competence, and his strength from the Lord, not from any resource within himself. We see this manifest in God's patient response in verse 12 when he tells Moses, "Certainly, I will be with you." This is a crucial catch in our understanding of this story. All along, it has been God who will lead his people out of Egypt, and he will do it by his presence with them, by his presence with Moses. God is going to get the glory for this deliverance. Now I will read Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. Exodus 3, beginning in verse 13. Then Moses said to God, "Behold, I am going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you.' Now they may say to me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And God said, "Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God furthermore said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations.'" Verse 13 is Moses' second objection in the form of a question. And the question, what is his name? This is a really important one for us to understand. And I ask that you please bear with me as I do my best, by the grace of God, to explain this in a way that you can easily follow, because we will have to jump around a little in the text. Immediately, you will see what I mean, because we will start with an explanation, not of verse 13, but of verse 14. I first want us to learn God's name and its meaning before we circle back to Moses' question. God says his name is, "I am who I am." Think of this as his full sentence name. Later in this same verse, God shortens his name. He abbreviates it to the single verb, "I am." Commenting on the Hebrew, Dr. Waltke says, "By answering Moses' question this way, God is giving the etymology of his name and its meaning. If Moses were simply asking God's name, God's response would be, 'I am.' But God answers this way, 'I am who I am.'" This can also be translated, "I will be what I will be," or "I am who I am for you." The implication is God is dependable. He can be counted on. He has no beginning. He has no end. He is who he is, as he always has been and always will be. He is eternal. Friends, we can even translate God's name as, I am who you need me to be. Oh, think of the implications of this for Moses and the people of Israel and for us. I will come back to this. Importantly, the meaning of I am who I am connects back to the God of your fathers and what Moses says in verse 13. I am is the same God throughout all time and all ages. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob is the I am. So Moses can be assured and he can reassure the Israelites when he gets back to Egypt that the God who sent him is the same God of the patriarchs. This is the God who has always been God to their forefathers and to them, and now he has heard their groaning and is sending Moses to deliver them. And I will also say more about this. But first, let's talk a little bit about how I am who I am is related to the word I have been using, Yahweh. Yahweh is translated as Lord in our Bibles. Yahweh is spelled using all consonants because there were no vowels in the original written Hebrew language. So this name appears as YHWH. This is called a tetragrammaton, derived from a Greek word meaning four letters. The exact pronunciation of this is widely debated, as are all aspects of this word, but I pronounce it Yahweh. Without going into the details, Yahweh is the one and only true God, and he is so perfectly holy and his name so sacred that to even pronounce his name was forbidden by the Israelites following their return from exile, the Second Temple period. Because of in what high esteem God's name was held, Hebrew readers used the name Adonai, translated in our Bibles as Lord. The consonants from Yahweh combined with the vowels from the name Adonai gave rise to the name Jehovah in English. There is more to this than what I have said, but I want to be succinct so you grasp it and stick with me. For those of you who want to plunge the depths of the Hebrew language, go for it. You will bump into the debates around its pronunciation, origin, and significance. For the rest of us, now that we have a good idea of the meaning of I am who I am, let me point out something else about this name at verse 15, and then we will go back to Moses' question. I love how at the end of verse 15, God says, this is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations. Yahweh is the name by which God wants to be known. It is his forever name, his memorial name to all generations. How wonderful this is that his name, which can be translated, I am who I am, I will be what I will be, I am who I am for you, and I am who you need me to be. This is God's personal name. This tells us something remarkable and awesome about God's nature and character and how he feels about us, as we are about to see. Having said this, let's go back to verse 13. Let me reread this verse to make certain you are following along with me. Exodus 3:13. Then Moses said to God, behold, I am going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Notice how Moses begins his question with the word what. He asks, what is his name? And since he is speaking to God, we could read this as, what is your name? I believe Moses has this same question, but he couches it in such a way that he makes it seem like this is a question the Hebrews will ask Moses. When Moses shows up and declares that God has sent him to give them deliverance from the Egyptians. So that even though he has the same question for God, he states it like the sons of Israel will ask, What is his name? Moses uses the word what. He does not use the word who. Who is his name? In the Hebrew language, the word translated into English as who focuses on the title, the name, or the identity. They apply the word who to asking a person, who is your name? But in Hebrew, the word translated into English as what focuses on the character, the quality, the essence of a person. It focuses on the circumstances rather than simply the name. What gets after the meaning of the name? What does the name say about the person's character, quality, and essence? Let me give you a brief example. Back in Genesis chapter 32, God changed Jacob's name. Jacob meant heel catcher or deceiver, but God changed his personal name to Israel, meaning God's fighter or he struggles with God. Meaning is directly connected to the name. Listen to Genesis 32, verse 28. He said, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Moses chooses the word what over who because Moses wants to know, and he anticipates the Hebrews wanting to know, what is the meaning of your name, God? What will the meaning of your name say about your character and the essence of who you are, God? This is an especially relevant question because of the bad circumstances the Israelites faced in Egypt. Moses wants to know, what is the relevance of your name to our suffering in Egypt? By way of reply, Moses gets, "I am who I am. I am who I am for you, and I am who you need me to be." How comforting. Well, join us next time because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.